I always owed everyone, even when he was doing well, and several thousand pais is not exactly a fortune. A pai, being a tiny seed of such uniform weight that it is used as a measure for gems and precious metals. It takes almost 2,000 of them to equal a northern ounce. Since One Eye had not specified gold or silver, the standard assumption would be that he had meant coin-grade copper. In other words, not very much. In other words, still, he was worried about his best friend. But he could not say so, because he had a century-long history of reviling the man in public. If there was any such magical instrument as a transeidetic locutor, One Eye invented it an hour before he loaned it to Goblin. He muttered, "That ugly little turd gets himself killed. I'm going to strangle him. He can't leave me holding the bag on." He realized he was thinking out loud. Sarah and I both made mental notes to investigate the bag metaphor. It sounded like there were business plans afoot. Secret plans. Surprise, surprise. Mergen materialized practically nose to nose with me. He murmured,
"Soulcatcher is out of patience. A flock of crows just brought the news from Semki. She's in a complete black mood. She says she's going into the Radish's anger chamber after her if she doesn't come out in the next 2 minutes.
Who's Goblin?
One Eye barked.
Hiding, Mergen replied. Waiting for sunrise.
He was not going to try leaving during the night, the way we had planned originally. Soulcatcher had loosed her shadows just to punish Taglios for irritating her. We had a few traps out, randomly distributed through likely neighborhoods, but I did not expect to catch anything. I figured our luck along those lines was about used up. Goblin was armed with a shadow-repellent amulet left over from the Shadow Master Wars, but did not know if it was any good anymore. Being bright and full of forethought, it had not occurred to any of us to test it on real shadows while we had some in stock. You cannot think of everything, but you should make the effort. One of the royal guards actually tried to stop the protector when her patience failed, and she went to dig the Radisha out of her hideaway. He went down without a sound, stricken by a casual touch. He would recover eventually. The protector was not feeling particularly vindictive for the moment. She crashed through the door of the anger chamber and howled in frustration before the pieces finished falling.
"Where is she?"
The power of her rage wilted the onlookers. A sub-assistant chamberlain, bowing almost double, continuing to bob and get lower, whined,
"She was in there, oh great one!"
Someone else insisted,
"We never saw her leave. She has to be in there."
From somewhere echoing, almost as if coming from some distance in time as well as place, there was the sound of brief laughter. Soulcatcher turned slowly, her stare a cruel spear.
"Come closer. Tell me again."
Her voice was compelling, chilling, terrible. She stared into one pair of eyes after another, making full use of the fear so many had that she could read the deepest secrets in their minds. None of the Radish's people